Brother Emil, I'd like to just touch a little bit on verse 9, because I think it helps to put some things in perspective as well. Sometimes we think that these men will go on without any consequences. Sometimes we think that, well, you know, it's okay that in Christendom, in Christian institutions, those who name the name of the Lord and they bring all kinds of things in, the doctrines that they promote of self, of boasters, of entering into agreements and then breaking those agreements, promoting lifestyles that are not consistent with the Word of God. We think that, well, perhaps we can set that aside because there's some good that's coming out. You know, we look at places where there are thousands of people, and we miss the reality that they have set aside the truth of God's Word. And they have been described to us. They're imitators. They're men that resist the truth. Because if you're saying to the gathering of people, of some who are believers and unbelievers, that civil unions and same-sex unions is okay with God, you're leading people away from the Word of God, the truth of it. And sometimes we think that the numbers and the adulation of men amongst men is okay. But God looks down and says, there are going to be consequences. And read verse 9. It says, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest or openly showed unto all men as theirs also was. With Jannes and Jambres, their folly was made known to all. There were serious consequences. And young people, that's the reason why the Word of God says, from such turn away. Avoid. Don't go amongst groups where the whole objective is entertainment, as Brother John has been said. We have to rightly divide the word of truth. Because God, you see, these are individuals who have the audacity to say, I name the name of Christ. And the Lord honors his name. It is a holy name. And he says that he is going to judge men. And this is why, this is in your day, this is very important, young people. You must know the word of God. Don't be taken up with large crowds. Don't be taken up with all of the music and the entertainment and everything that they wrap it. It's a form of godliness, but there's no power. I want to just turn you to this verse before others share in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. This will help us to understand the path that we should be on. Chapter 1, verse 12. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have behaved ourselves in the world and more abundantly toward you. It's the simplicity of Christ, dear ones. It's not the large numbers. It's not the drawing of attention to ourselves. And remember that those who promote these things are ungodly men, and God will not allow them to go any further. There is a reckoning day that is coming, and woe be to those who have named the name of Christ, who have resisted the truth.
I would like to look for a moment at the first two things mentioned in verse 10. I think they are very important thing. All nine things or ten things are very important, but the first two are of particular importance. We've been mentioning in the last couple of days, it's come up in different and on different days in different ways about the manner of life that we live and hypocrisy and those kinds of things. And here is a man that could say, not only do you know what I've taught you by what has come out of my mouth, but you know my conduct. You know, you're fully acquainted with my manner of life. Here is a man who lived transparently before this world, as the verse that Brother Tony just read, that they conducted themselves properly in the world. I wonder if we can say that as we've been meditating on this verse, search me, O God. I wonder if we can say that this morning. Here is a man who said that I unto this day have a good conscience. We've talked about that earlier in the week. There are several times when the Apostle Paul says that I have a good conscience before the Lord. His manner of life was right. Here is a man that said there is nothing hidden. All things are naked before God. The Apostle Paul knew that and said, not only do you know what comes out of my mouth, because it's very easy to talk, but my manner of life. I wonder, do we have that same transparency? Do others say, here is not just a person that knows how to speak and can stand up and give thanks, but I know their manner of life. You're fully acquainted, the Apostle Paul can say. You fully know. There is nothing hidden. I wonder if we would have the courage to be able to tell others, you know my manner of life, and be able to have, evidence to support that as opposed to just words.